You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
I feel like this was a song all of the women grew up listening to, I'm sure. I mean, not to date them or anything, but I feel like this could have been the disco era for them at some point, right?
Absolutely. My mom and I were having this conversation last week about how old all the housewives were, because she was wondering their ages.
What do you think?
And I mean, I was really surprised to see that Ramona is almost 60. That woman looks good.
Yeah.
I was impressed. I would have guessed she was 50.
Yeah. Me too. Was she 58 or?
57 or 58. But she was saying that she married Mario when she was 37. And my mom's like, well, she has a 19-year-old daughter.
Yeah, she's been married 21 years.
Yeah. Yep.
37, 47, 57, 58.
58.
Yeah.
She looks good.
She does look really good. She does look really good. Yeah, she works out. Yeah. I'm Ashley Daniels here for Real Housewives of New York City Reunion Part Dos. One more to go, and we will probably never be doing this again. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. If you guys liked us, whatever, you know. But we might do another one, maybe Jersey at some point or something. We'll all have to do something again together. I like you guys.
Hello, we've got next week, part three.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying
don't
after
throw
that.
In the towel
I
yet.
Like the
She's
four of us together.
Yeah.
But we need to get her back. From Australia.
You can pop me here with a Skype cam.
Before you leave, we're taking a photo of you sitting, and we're making a cardboard cutout.
Yes.
And you're going to call in.
And we're going to put your cardboard cutout on the couch.
Oh, my God.
And it'll be like you're here.
This is perfect. This is like mid-morning.
Who are we here?
Wait, at this time, mid-morning, I'll be just, you know.
Oh, great.
You'll get your cup of coffee.
Did you just get out of bed? Yeah, how's it going?
Drinking your Folgers. What kind of coffee do you drink? I don't know. What kind of coffee do you drink?
It's good coffee. I've got to admit, Melbourne, Australia makes really good coffee.
Ooh,
I'm sorry, America, you make horrible coffee.
Wait, you don't like Folgers? You don't like Dunkin' Donuts?
Moving on, hi guys.
It's opening soon.
Yeah.
Who am I with, by the way? Who are you, strangers?
Stephanie McGraw, guys.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Wagner.
I'm Courtney Henderson.
And did you...
Now, I did want to, just before we start off the show, I did want to make a big apology. Last week, guys, I realized towards the end I made a slip up. Well, I made a comment about the Atlanta housewives, and I said something about the husbands. I was implying that there was one that had been to jail, ex-con, but it was taken by some of our viewers, unfortunately, that I was being racist. It was also taken the fact that I had possibly said that all of them were ex-cons, and I did not mean that. By no means at all did I mean that malicious, did I mean it racist at all. I apologise profusely that if you thought it was that in any intention that it was wrong, racist, I am really, really sorry, but it was not intended at that. Again, I was just trying to say I'd like to see the husbands come on the show, add a bit more drama and excitement, and by all means, I'm very
sorry. How can you guys say anything mean about her? She's so sweet. Like me, I see, you know, whatever.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, okay, fine.
You're sweet too.
You know. We can't please them all, but you are so sweet, and
Thanks,
nice that you said that. So if anybody hates anything now, it's just you've already put your word out.
You say something and you don't mean it a certain way, so you don't think somebody would take it anyway, but how you meant it.
Right, your intention, right.
You know, and we saw that even on the show tonight, because Sonia said something about, you know, it's like if you hang out with a pig, you're a pig.
Yeah.
And Heather totally thought that was her calling Luann a pig, and that's why she didn't want to associate with Luann. And so, you know, it's nice to just...
And Sonia even said you took that the wrong way.
Yeah. And Heather understood that. She misunderstood, and all is well.
Right. Well, we have so many people that actually every week give us like the best comments, and they're just so loyal and awesome. Yeah. And
I love you guys.
And some of you have been with us since Beverly Hills, at least with me, since the Beverly Hills Housewives. And I just loved hanging out with you guys this entire time. It's been really fun reading your comments. So thank you so much. And you guys know who you are.
Yes.
All right. So, first part of reunion. It's always tough on what to really talk about with the reunion because so much of it is are things that we've already spoken about. But I guess we can focus more on like the reactions. And Andy was awesome tonight.
Right?
So I definitely want to discuss how he did not back down with certain situations. Mm-hmm. I understand. I have a Cinderella Band-Aid
on. What's
okay?
Your Band-Aid? Cute.
Aww. I have a paper cut. It's like a really
big
gash.
You put a Band-Aid
gash.
On it. Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
a big
but
gash.
I have like the Disney Band-Aids.
I would have
Don't
them too.
Me.
That's cute.
Okay. I wanted Jasmine, but I had to keep opening them to find Jasmine.
I would judge you if you didn't have a Disney princess Band-Aid on.
Unless it was actually Neon Pink or something. That's my favorite Disney princess.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You want my Band-Aid?
Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Who's your favorite housewife?
They should make housewives Band-Aids.
They should.
Oh, my gosh.
Which one would make
million-dollar idea.
That million-dollar idea. No,
my favorite housewife. I don't know. I can't. Even, I couldn't even tell you, ladies, my
from
favorite
this
housewife.
Season?
Yeah. Right now?
Like, most entertaining?
Yeah,
or
Carol.
Favorite, like who I'd want to hang out with the most?
Carol. I'm having a crush on Carol. She followed me after
she
I tweeted
did.
Last week. Yeah.
She's awesome.
I mean, it might have been Eric, so thank you. but, yeah.
Well, she's amazing. And I guess who I'd want to hang out with the most would be, like, a tie between Heather and Carol. But who's, like, my favorite in terms of, like, what
drama
is always Ramona.
Well, of course.
You know? It would not be the same without her. She just really causes, like, so much drama. And sometimes it's... But then other times she's the peacemaker, which we saw tonight with her situation between Aviva and Carol, which will...
She was trying. And even with her and talking to Kristen about the relationship with her husband, trying to just be understanding and you know, I was really impressed
See,
with
I didn't
that.
Like that, though, because I'm like, wait a second. You're closing down the conversation
yes.
on your relationship. Oh. And as soon as it's about one of the other housewives' relationship, you got everything to say about her relationship.
She wasn't being mean, though. She was being actually understanding and compassionate.
But still.
She needs, I mean...
If you're not going to talk about your own, you can't talk about.
You know what? Honestly, we can talk about it because we didn't before. We were respectful when Ramona called in, and we did... you know, understand where she was coming from, and we decided not to go there. But it is the reunion, and do you feel like this was a point where she should say, listen, I did sign up for this, and I should give the people that have been loyal to me for years a chance to know a little bit about what's going on, other than just, like, everything's good? Or do you believe that they do have a chance to have that privacy still?
Take, for example, perfect example, Luann. When Luann answered then Andy's questions regarding her breakout with Jax, how open, honest was she?
So, it seemed 100%.
She was very honest.
And she didn't have to give icky details.
She
you
was
know
never
what I mean?
Like that in the beginning. Do you guys... I felt like when she first started, Luann had she was more... She was unable to really go there whenever it would make her look like she's not at like a very high level in society.
Countess. Unfortunately, that name
this humbled her
down.
Oh, big time, this show. But I think with Ramona... Everything else she seems to be pretty open with, her family, her mother, and the parents' situation and all that. This is something that I don't think she can handle actually believing it. And so she doesn't want to talk about it because then it makes her believe that it happened.
It didn't happen, yeah. The more she doesn't talk about it, the more that she can
goes
just...
away.
The thing I didn't get is, you know, obviously Andy pried and he admitted that he was going to try and he was going to pry.
He did a good job trying.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to another package.
Yeah.
Full stop.
And I felt like when she... answered the question about we are together. You know, she did answer his question. She was spot on with that. But then when he moved on to the next question, and, you know, what I don't remember what it was, you know, about her friends being supportive. Just answer the question,
right.
You know. And I think that's where the frustration was. She started to make a big deal out of nothing. And had she just kind of said, yes, my friends have been very supportive, but she didn't even want to admit that any hardship or anything had happened. And it's like,
it looks, makes it look
true,
worse.
Yeah, it's like, true or not, you have to acknowledge that there were allegations and rumors.
That's what she's trying not to do, is acknowledge that that ever happened, which is why she didn't answer the question about her friends, because if something would have happened, then she would say, yes, my friends were very supportive of me during this difficult time.
Yeah.
Then you're admitting to the allegations. And she was doing everything.
Difficult.
She was doing everything to literally not show any... I called it beauty queening. She completely played
her tone of voice, her mannerism, everything. She was
It was almost like patronizing in a sense. It was a little bit like, absolutely not.
I would have broken. if somebody pushes me that hard, I think eventually I just crack. I give her props for being able to hold her ground and not talk about it. She really didn't want to talk about it. She definitely made a point to not talk about it, and she made it through. I think as viewers, we all should have been given the truth and been kind of given an answer or some sort of closure to a situation.
Yes, absolutely.
And I feel like we are missing that, and maybe that would also make everybody like Ramona more if she had been a little bit more open. But I give her props for holding her ground.
I don't even think she needed to be more open. I think if she just would have said, you know, acknowledged, like she said, you know, I don't want to talk about it. I have a 19-year-old daughter, you know, and we already have talked about with social media the things that can come out from way back in the day if you get a little moment in the spotlight. And so if she would have just kind of said, yes, my friends were supportive, or, you know, just acknowledged, she doesn't have to say whether it's true or not. She doesn't have to say whether they're struggling or whether they were separated, but just acknowledge that there have been headlines, you know, and just say something like, yeah, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, things, my relationship that is so private, you know, or I want to keep private on this matter, you know, got thrown across the news. And I don't really, you know, I don't really want to talk about it. My friends are always very supportive of whatever's going on in my life. Mm-hmm. And then when he asked about, what was it, you know, have you learned anything? Mm. And she's like, I learned something every day. It's like, well, yeah. You don't just say something that you learned about this season. It doesn't even have to be about him.
Do you think this is more about if we put ourselves in her shoes for a minute, we have one or two people that say something to us and we want to acknowledge it. We want to make sure that we at least clear it up, unless they're just being outright mean, then we don't care. But if it's somebody that actually legitimately thinks something, we'd like to clear it up. So can you imagine that times a thousand, like tens of thousands? God only knows how many tweets she gets that are hate tweets all day long, and how many people want to see her be miserable, and how many people want to see her fail, and how many mean people that don't like her, anti-Ramona people that are on Twitter and stuff, and all the things she sees all day. So going there with her fans might be a lot more comforting, but the fact is she knows there are two types of people watching that, people who hate her guts and people who love her.
True.
So she doesn't want to show that vulnerability because it's like, it's kind of like giving in, like, that she failed, in a sense, in her marriage.
However, she doesn't do herself any justice whatsoever. Even the flashbacks, season four, since she first got on Housewives, she has been dishing it out to every single housewife about their relationship.
It's because of hers, because she was insecure about her own.
She's projecting, I know, it's a projection attack.
And she's
projecting her own insecurities and fears, which she knows deep down is happening to every other woman, what's happening in theirs. And I'd give her more empathy if she hadn't have done that the entire six seasons. I'm sorry.
And Luann talks
agreed.
About that.
I mean, you can't watch a flashback of you sitting there telling somebody else that they're being cheated on the show and
in
the
reunion. And what she would do if she was being cheated on.
Right.
And then, to the tweet thing too, it's like, you don't have to respond to every tweet or any tweet, but when it's, you know, in Hollywood Reporter or Us Weekly, you know, when it's actually become entertainment news because of your choice to do a reality show, I feel like it would do you, like your fans and your haters, but, you know, but the fans, you're doing everybody that disjustice. I can't talk.
An injustice or a disservice. Right.
You know, because, like, the fans are disappointed because, you know, they want to feel for her and comfort her and throw support her way.
Right.
And they can't if there's nothing to acknowledge, you know, she's not going to acknowledge it. You know, and I do get what you're saying, too, about, you know, haters just going farther into it. But I don't think that this makes – I think that this gives people that are going to write mean things to her or about her more ammo than just kind of, like, laying it to rest and kind of just, like, letting Andy ask the two or three questions he's going to ask. Now, maybe if she wouldn't have shut him down where she did, he would have gotten into, like, more specific questions. And maybe she knew that, and so this was her way of kind of – keeping it as surface as
controlling
she could.
It.
I don't know, you know, because Andy is gonna pry. He got attitude-y tonight with some of those girls.
Well, two things.
Exactly.
So, no, absolutely. And I think that he also is standing up for the people like us that are watching every day, you know, always trying to figure out what's going on
six
and not really.
Later.
Yeah, I mean, he knows that we're waiting and that it's because of, you know, we're relying on him to talk to her. He's our liaison to Ramona at this point, and we need to go through him for everything. And so for us, it's, you know, it's disappointing when we watch these reunions. And plus, the fact is, this is the reunion part two. There's a third part. So are we going to get this closed off, like, again by her? Is it going to be a situation where everything that is uncomfortable for her, she won't answer? And I just feel like with her, it's just one of those things that just goes back to her not wanting to face reality, and maybe has something to do with Mario. Maybe he's also like, listen, I don't want you talking about me and my choices on TV.
You know, and
who knows if there's legal things going on. And we know the network's down Andy and all of their, you know, in their ear saying, come on, you've got to get, this is the only thing this that we can job. Get a rating for. Are you kidding me? These ladies, we've talked about the cast this entire season and their low ratings as well.
Dragging
this
it out.
This is the only thing we've got going for us. Please, Andy.
See, and if she would have come out and said, like Heather and Kristen did, about, I signed up for a reality show. My husband, my family did not. You know, they consented to being on episodes that they were on, but this is me, my life, my exposure, and you know, and so to respect him and our relationship, which we are together, I'm not, you know, like, I'm not gonna say anymore, you know, just, but just like, just acknowledge that everybody knows something.
She knows that, she knows that by everybody's reactions when he asked everybody, and then he's like, everybody except Ramona, you know, and they all answered. She knows that every single person knows the answer. So she can either do one of two things, either accept it and say yes or deny it. And she's choosing to deny it. And that's her decision. And I don't think we'll ever figure out why. I don't think she has a very, who knows? Maybe she's not a publicist. I don't know. I just think that someone should be mentoring her throughout this.
Amanda Sanders could.
Amanda Sanders.
How much were we all hoping that we were going to get that brought up? Because, I mean, she was...
Maybe we will.
She was a big part of the first few episodes.
We talked about her possibly being a reoccurring...
character at the beginning.
She'd be a good one.
I was really hoping that we were going to get something about her. And apparently, I mean, it's obviously not a big deal, but that was a big deal for the first few episodes. And that's actually something I would like to hear about during the reunion.
That's something based on the previews for next time. You know, it goes, Aviva says that line about Hala, like the ghetto and Hala and all of that. So that goes back to those episodes. So maybe we'll get it. A little bit more of that.
But they
next
talked
week.
About Harry tonight, and Harry was talking about how, or Amanda was talking about how she hadn't been with him. So that would have been the perfect segue into hearing about her.
Amanda, unfortunately, maybe just she comes in on a blast and goes out.
Yeah. I think we're going to hear about her next episode.
I mean, if they talk about any of that in the Hamptons, which it sounds like they will next week, she'll come up. Because she was just that fly on the wall that was not...
She has to. There's
too
no
obvious.
Way.
Yeah.
Cannot ignore
She could be a castmate next year. Who knows?
Maybe they're protecting her because they want her back for, you know... Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, Courtney. Well, I thought it was interesting to see the way, going back to Ramona for a second, how she put Aviva right in her place, and she's the only person that gets away with that with Aviva. Aviva will say nothing when Ramona's like, you're contradicting yourself, or like, no, you were wrong, just admit it. She says nothing. But when Carol says anything, she's like right on her for every single thing. She has something against Carol, and it goes way beyond this book thing.
Do you not think, I know we talked about the couches and the order, and I know some viewers got, you know, they thought we were very one-sided based on we were saying we all love one couch. But on the couches, on the, you know, then right side couch, if we're looking, it's a bit of a pecking order, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Kind of is,
yeah. And as you spoke about, their relationship, I mean, she would never say anything. Really, really want to push Ramona, don't you think?
Well, yeah, because Ramona's...
Like, she hails her.
She's Queen Bee.
Like, goes up like
Ramona's
that,
the Vicky
not?
Gunvalson of New York. I mean, she is an original, and you're not... You tick her off too much, and she'll probably have a lot of, you know, a lot of push into getting you off the show or even helping you get on the show.
And I know people were saying that we were one-sided, or maybe even that the women were being mean. Luann, Heather... Carol and Kristen were being mean to the other couches. Mm-hmm. But once again, we heard Sonia talking about the multitude of interns she has and how people are staying for credit and they're staying for years because they're learning how to do a schedule on a Mac and that's really
hard. And then they become a volunteer. And Tyler, they said his name and I found him a couple weeks ago and I tried tweeting him. He never responded.
Pickles doesn't respond to me. Pickles didn't respond to me.
Thank you, Pickles.
Love you, Pickles.
But you know, she's talking about this, and then she's saying she had somebody, a homeless girl in Ireland, tweeting for her.
Now, what was that?
Wait, well, let's get a little context to whoever didn't see the reunion. So what is that in regards to? Was it the Luann
was releasing a brand. She was releasing
a collection.
And all the women had tweeted out that Luann was doing this.
Like
just
the,
to be
the release date
the release
or something.
Date. Yeah.
Like,
and Sonia didn't, but then Sonia tweeted about her own brand.
The same day.
And so she was saying she didn't know she was supposed to tweet, which All right.
I'm sorry. I don't have to call you guys to say, tell, like, to support me, right? Yeah.
Well,
like,
you're going to support me. Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second on that.
Yeah, I kind of, because I kind of agree. Like,
go ahead, yeah.
Just say that I want, send out, but she said, but all the other girls are agreeing that Luann did send out an email saying.
Oh, if she did that, then that's,
she did do that, and that's what all the women are agreeing with.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So now we've got Sonia saying, well, that was a homeless girl in Ireland, and the girls are like, wait, well, what? And she goes, well, it's a girl that lost her home in Ireland that, you know, was writing a blog for me, and so she tweeted out about my line. Now, I'm sorry, viewers, if you think that we're being one-sided, but how can you see this any other way than her just, I mean, I love Sonia. I love her. She's my favorite dressed one of the whole entire ladies right now. I love her dress. But, and I love her dress. I'm looking, I don't even understand how anyone can go, you guys are being one-sided and you're hating on Sonia, because.
All right, so let me,
I'm so confused.
Let me bring this up.
Out of Sonia's mouth is sometimes.
I'm just not getting her right now.
Let me just say, it's not, we didn't choose, you know, who got put on what couch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not our fault if the ones that we relate to or like more, for whatever reason.
Okay.
Or, you know,
only to just say the general relationship, they're all good friends on the one couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yes, we know with Sonia and that they are friends, but it just seems. Well, I mean, sorry, that's my
and
opinion.
Of course, we're
going to
have like
real.
A little bit of a bias.
I wasn't here
like,
last week, so what you're saying that
Carol and Heather both came into studio, you know, so of course we're going to have a little bit.
Oh, people think you guys are one-sided about the couches.
We were talking about how we liked all of those girls, and they were all friends,
right?
And Ramona.
Well,
and
Heather's really
the other
cool.
Couch.
So any couch Heather's on, I love. But
right,
I have to go back to the Sonia thing for a minute,
please.
As somebody who is, I'm very open to saying I'm very forgetful. I need an assistant, and I'm a nobody, and I need an assistant. If I open an email or a text, but I'm in the middle of something, I forget that I opened it, and then it just gets piled up my emails. So I know that, for instance, there's somebody that's asked me for advice a few weeks ago about something, and I meant to get back to them, and I keep saying to myself, I have to get back to them, but I will. But I'm just not very good. Sometimes I procrastinate on things. So in this instance, I can see that Sonia could have very easily opened the email, said to herself, I'll do that. But imagine being Sonia with the amount of emails she probably gets. So there is a chance that she just forgot. We have to give her that. At least I have to give her that benefit of the doubt, because she seems kind of like she's just very spontaneous and like, oh, I'll do this, I'll
totally.
Do that. You know, not very like straightforward. Just let me get the stuff done right now. She's very like ADHD a little bit.
Go ahead.
I think there's a lot. Luann's just picking, I think, something on a deeper level because she's really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We saw this reunion in particular, part two, as Andy addressed at the final comments, how's your relationship? Will you be friends? Sonia and Luann's relationship at this stage, I think, is pretty much over.
Mm-hmm.
And Luann was just like, that's just another little thing. It's a lot deeper. I'm actually really hurt, all the stuff you've done, and our relationship's now over. Yeah, it is a bit trivial. It is petty, but that's only because there's a lot
Luann
more
below. Luann is hurt, you're right.
I think it can be repaired, because we do see, even in some of the other Housewives franchises, where Vicky and Tamara were against each other last season because, you know, Tamara was good friends with Gretchen, and then realized, wait, no, I actually have a good friend in Vicky. So I hope that they can kind of mend fences, because I do think that Luann has been a good friend to Sonia. And as we've all stated, every one of these women is going to change over the season. This is new fame for them, newfound, all sorts of stuff and craziness. So it's almost one of those things where they have to kind of band together, because they all understand how it is to be in this situation. I think that I'm hoping it's just a temporary thing, that they can work through it and get over it, because, and I think the person that's going to have to make the first move is Sonia, and apologizing for some of her behavior throughout the season, especially with the facialist comments.
What about the whole Harry incident, though, too? Did you see when they do the little small camera on the ladies' faces?
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about that Sonia was like, and she said, I'm single. And Luann's like, no, I did not. She was so dead serious. She's like, I didn't. And then all the ladies agreed at her and backed up Luann and said, she didn't get in that taxi alone. She went with everyone. And Luann's like, good God, I wouldn't want to go back with Harry.
Right.
He's still calling her.
And was still. And it's like, girl, I'm sorry, but it was Harry. It was the guy that did you injustice. It wasn't a girl. Stop putting it on her.
Well, especially because she says Harry's still calling her. And somebody else is like, he's calling everyone, you know. And Heather, this is the first time that's come out. Heather was like, I was in the car too. Like, it wasn't that we all left and, like, they just got one cab. Because the way that the episode aired and up until tonight, it looked like, yeah, maybe they all walked out of the party together, but the two of them, Harry and... I want to know. Harry, thank you. Harry and Luann got a cab together, and then like they decided instead of going home to their separate homes that they were going to go dance the night away to get her mind off of Jacques. And no, in fact, it sounded like tonight that Heather and some of the other girls even, and maybe husbands, went dancing, and it was a group. And that, yes, absolutely, Harry messed up by leaving Sonia behind when that was his date, and everything that happened that night with giving her the ring and all the commitment, you know, crap. As we come to find out. Right. So.
But it's still on him. It's not
absolutely.
On Luann.
No, it's not on
Luann. It's on him for being.
Well, and Sonia said, you know, I could never stay mad at Luann.
But she.
In the episode, but she clearly.
But I
do
think she's still hurt by that. And she still feels slighted by it, even though it's not true, because it is still. It's still hard for her, and it hurts her, too, because I think Sonia tries to put on a front that everything's fine
they
and she's okay.
They both do, she and Ramona.
And with all these guys and people kind of coming in and out of her life, and I think that she wouldn't have tried to make a relationship work with Harry if she was just like, whatever, he's just, you know, one of my playthings. I think she truly cared about him, so I think this hurts her deeper than she's showing.
Do you think it had anything to do with the show, or do you think that she really would have tried to have a relationship with him again if it weren't for the show?
I think she would have tried to have a relationship with him. I love them together. I love their dynamic.
Yeah, I think she still would.
They're adorable.
The way that she, the comments she made tonight about, you know, Heather's seen it and you've seen it, never, you know, I think that there's absolutely still an opportunity that if he did buckle down and actually get serious about making a commitment, that she would consider it.
Right.
You know, based on the reality at that point in time and everything that had come to pass. To that point.
Right.
But he, you know, he hasn't done that. So, you know,
I think it's all on him. Yeah, it's all on him. Anything else you want to talk about with Harry? You guys want to mention anything else?
I think Harry's always going to be Harry. Yeah. True to his form. Okay. He's just going to be a romancer. If you don't want to be cheated on or you don't want, you know, to be with a man that's with other women, don't be with Harry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If we're talking about husbands, should we talk about Kristen and Josh?
Yeah.
I think we should, yeah. And I also want to make sure we remember to talk about the Berkshires in the handbook at some point. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to talk about Josh and Kristen first?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyone have any thoughts on this?
I don't. I'll be honest, I don't really. I mean, I think that they're just, I think the same things I've already thought about them. There's nothing new, no epiphany I've gained from this reunion, to be honest with you.
I think it was good for Kristen to kind of clarify, like we had said earlier, that the husbands didn't sign on for this.
Right.
And watching it back, Josh clearly was horrified with some of the things that he had said to her, and this has actually helped them through that, you know, like almost like therapy and communicating and realizing how poorly that they were communicating. Mm-hmm. So hopefully when we see them, if she's back for season two, which I'm assuming she will be, they always say whoever's sitting closest to Andy will be back for them.
Yeah, that's
for the seasons.
It's
a rumor.
Yeah, yeah.
But if that's the case. Yeah.
Then Ramona and Kristen are coming back.
Coming back. And hopefully we'll see hopefully we'll see a more fun side of Josh and Kristen like we did kind of at the end of the season, seeing them getting along.
Well, and talking about husbands, I just love Heather because anytime somebody brings up her husband and there is any negative connotation in any way, like she is there to back him up.
Who, Kristen?
No, Heather.
Oh yeah,
Heather.
Yeah.
Like
with Jonathan. Yeah.
Yeah. With so it's just one of those things where I love their relationship. We got to see their anniversary party and celebration this season, and they just are one of those couples that I think just figured out how to have it all.
Yeah, they do have it all. Two homes in New York, and then the Berkshires. Well, and they have one other one.
How
can Ramona even say that her husband's boring? Like that's a horrible.
Yeah. No.
It sounds like they don't even know each other.
Yeah, you're right. I loved seeing Heather just completely like. Right,
she snapped it in the butt straight away. And she said, all you ever do is think about yourself. You've never given the chance to actually get to know him.
Yeah,
it's all about you.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, it reminds me of Jill. You know, Jill would always, but Jill had more of a maternal way of doing it, even though she was very opinionated. Mm. She would, like, have a reason for doing it. She wanted to be a fixer. She wanted to help situations, and she'd be opinionated, but she'd have advice that goes along with the opinions. And with Ramona, sometimes it just comes off as if it's just like, talking about somebody and just saying something about somebody. And I don't even think she's really like that, because then you see these moments of her being a peacemaker with situations, and you know, when she says, you're contradicting yourself and this and that, you know that she has a good heart. It seems like the real thing that she ever picks on is really other relationships.
Yeah, it's a relationship issue.
And that's really it. I mean, when it comes to other things, she's not as crazy about them.
I know you girls want to talk about Heather's houses and situation.
Okay. What the heck did you guys... seriously, I couldn't believe when she said... First of all, she didn't even remember what she said about the Berkshires, and then they showed her. And she backed it up. I really was waiting for her to say, you know what? I was wrong. I'm sorry. And she totally did the opposite. And she had a reason for it. Was the reason the right reason, though?
It's funny because this is one of the times where I felt like I got where Ramona was coming from. Because not saying that, like, the Berkshires aren't as good and that people that actually have money, you know, would know better than to go there and that they would be in the Hamptons. But when I get what she was saying when Heather said, oh, I have 26 acres, so she showed up. And, yes, most people with big plots of land like mm-hmm. that, you know, especially if you're accustomed to the Hamptons, they have these big, lavish setups. So I get where if it hadn't been brought up that, like, they hadn't built the whole set up yet, that they were just starting building by building, that you would be surprised that it wasn't there.
Sure.
But, like, isn't the point of going somewhere like that to not have service? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, when she was like, where's the butler and the this and the that? And I'm like, wait a second. Like, isn't the point of going away, you know? Yeah. So, like, but I get where it was like, oh, this is the whole place is in here?
Totally. I get your point.
I get your point, too.
Because given this is the Housewives, all of the press series, I mean, she's seen, you know, over the 6 seasons, everybody, all of them have money. And they've all gone away to lavish things, and there has been. So there is a certain, there is a high bench. I mean, someone set the mark, and so when she, it doesn't, you know,
I'll even give her the fact of saying, you go to Miami, you go to Beverly Hills, you go to New York City, you skipped Hamptons. I mean, I'm from the Midwest, so I don't know a whole lot about the East Coast, but I've heard people talk about the Hamptons and how fancy it is. Didn't ever hear about the Berkshires until I watched the show.
Yeah.
So I do understand kind of what Ramona's saying. It's still a snotty. Yeah.
Okay, what about Luann's comment?
To say that it doesn't, to say that you basically you don't have money unless your home is in the Hamptons,
that's
like
ridiculous.
That's BS.
Okay, but what about Luann's comment? We have to go into that. What the heck was that? When she says, oh, well, I've been to big houses. They're
McMansions.
There's no staff. There's no staff. It's empty, and you can't find any staff. There's no help. And I'm like, wait, what? And she's trying so hard to be like, I like it cozier in a smaller home. Yeah. And then that's her. And it just shows you the people, this class of society,
their justifications
are so different than ours. Like, we would just have another reason. We'd be like, well, we like roasting marshmallows. That's why we like a smaller house. She's like, well, we like the staff, you know, where it's empty.
I don't look at her place in the Berkshires and think small house either.
No.
Like, that's where, you know, we're really on these different scales.
Right.
But that's what I love about Heather.
Yeah.
And all of her reasoning behind why they're doing it the way that they're doing it. And this is their first time building something and they want to make all their mistakes and kind of like the side house. And they already have other properties. I'm just like, this is why I love you, because you don't have to have the house
biggest,
that spans
bestest.
12 guest rooms deep, you know.
She doesn't need to be showy because she really does have money. And, you know, it goes back to Sonia when you think about the things that she says when she contradicts herself and she talks about things that she doesn't really own and the things that she does own. Like, it's confusing. We don't know really what is going on with that, but she's open. But she's open.
But
at least we got to give her that. She'll be like, I don't own this, I don't own that. But then she'll say something different, and I'm like, wait, what is she broke?
Even when she's talking tonight about the whole, when they went to the Saratoga, and they talked about the horse racing, she's like, I wasn't, you know, it wasn't about the girls, me losing, and I wasn't offended that they talked, I'm not bankrupt, she actually said, and I was like, well, I've heard previous, this, you know, the reunion of season 5, we talked about the big thing, I am bankrupt and financial difficulties, so... I just never know with Sonia.
I just think that the women, the people that have money usually don't show it. It's like Jill's errand, you know, like...
Oh, my God.
She was the most down to... It seemed very, very down to earth a little.
She was showy.
She was showy.
But she was down to earth.
She wasn't the type of person to act like she had millions of dollars and she needed these homes everywhere.
People
that really try and flaunt it.
Yeah, they don't have it.
It's usually that they don't have it, or that it's new money.
Yeah, definitely.
I find that.
Yeah, because all the people with old money have all the big houses and they paid $150 for it. Hundreds of years ago.
And it stayed in their family.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
It's so true.
Admittedly, girls, there's a reason why we all love that the franchise of The Housewives have become so successful. It's because there's a part that we actually, even though we love to relate to characters on reality shows, we also love to dream and fantasize and see.
That's what Bravo is. That's what it represents.
Aspirational. To see these extremely wealthy women living these lives, we get a glimpse into what it's like to have all this. And that's why we tune in.
It's a fantasy.
Franchise is one of the few that all the women are successful and have created their own success themselves before their husband.
Yeah.
And I like seeing
in the
that
franchise?
Too. Well, I mean.
Or like on New York?
In New York. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
New York.
That's what I just was making
that's
sure.
That's what I mean.
Which
New York is one of the few ones where they're all self.
They have money on their own.
Well,
or have created money on their own.
Sonia had it from from her husband, though. Right?
She's the only one, though.
She's the only one.
Is she really the only one? I mean, I don't think they had. Kristen was modeling, but I wouldn't say that bad
about Sonia because she was doing acting stuff too. Then for a little while,
she was a model as well.
Yeah, she was making money. I mean, maybe not to the extent that Ramona is in her business, but I like seeing that. A lot of the other Housewives franchises.
They didn't just go looking for money.
Yeah, they didn't get married to somebody and then, now they're a housewife and that's all that they have to do.
Right.
These are actually working women. And I love seeing that. And that's more something where I want to relate to these women more than I would, somebody from Orange County that married into something.
Right.
Not that they have. Orange County right now is my favorite. I'm loving it, by the way.
I'm really getting into it now. I really like it.
It is
way off track, but okay.
I feel like that's going to totally get misconstrued. You guys, don't hate me on YouTube.
There you go.
Please don't be mean to me. I'm sorry if I said something. Please don't be mean.
Nice.
I didn't.
They hate us.
All right. So, Aviva, we already talked. Okay, we already knew that, but Aviva mentions that she would like to see Harry and Sonia together. We already know that, and we already know that Luann said Karma's a bitch regarding Ramona.
That was the best way she could have phrased it.
And it really is. And that's kind of how this whole episode ended. This is the episode that gave me a little bit of something I needed a lot of, which was just more of Ramona answering questions. And really, at the end of the day, all of the other things that happened, yes, they're memorable, but they're not really standing out to me like this because it's the one thing that we get a taste of and then they take it away really quickly.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing we just want to know, not because we want to see her fail, because we are fans and we have been watching
for six seasons.
And we want to know what's going on.
Right. And you want, it's like one of those things where even like with Luann and Sonia where it's like, Luann was going through all this stuff with Jacques and Sonia didn't know because they weren't really on those kind of speaking terms. And it's kind of like that with Ramona where, you're like, if you're going through something, like, we want to be there for you, but we can't if you don't let us in on it, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
For the fans.
And people will say, but that's, why are you prying so much in their lives? But it's because exactly that. You open it up for everything else. All the viewers get captivated and they have a certain expectation.
Yeah.
That we assume, is this not just another part of your life we get to see? Mm-hmm. Everything else we got to see.
I love...
We've watched your children grow up.
Yeah.
Some people in a genuine empathetic, I don't want you to break down. I've been cheating my husband the same, that sort of thing. They could be sitting at home relating.
Yeah.
And then being like, I'm here for you, but you're not giving me anything.
Wasn't it Luann that said something about... basically her Ramona being cheated on, and it was like, now you're normal, because the statistics of the women in this country that have been cheated on, the only thing that, unfortunately, the only thing that it would do would kind of make her more relatable to
the general population.
Which is too bad that the reality of being cheated on
is
would relate
the norm
you.
In
yeah.
a sense, but not the norm, but it's
but common enough.
Common enough, exactly.
But I mean, viewers out there, do you guys want to know? Like, do you feel like you have a right to know what happened with Ramona and that Andy should have prodded, or do you feel like she should be able to kind of keep it inside? They're saying Kim Kardashian, she doesn't want to really show North on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, really?
She's very, very...
I bet that's a Kanye thing.
It's a Kanye thing. Kanye doesn't really...
Oh, yeah.
Is Kanye trying to look up to Michael Jackson?
But think about that.
Kim.
Oh, he liked to. He used to hide his kids.
He used to. What was the kid's name? He used to put a pillow thing or something over his head.
I thought that
no blanket.
Yeah,
blanket was no because he
isn't
also,
his name Blanket?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But isn't it?
His son, his, but, I don't think he had a kid named Blanket.
He didn't?
I don't know. He
named
probably
Blanket?
Anyway, we're way off topic. But, yeah.
Is it, but you know, like, Google that. These, you know, he doesn't want North, you know, to be seen and stuff on camera. And this is kind of the same situation because Ramona doesn't want this known on camera. Doesn't want it out there with what she's saying.
I have to say this because I just saw this on Instagram. It's about Kanye. Women need to find a man that will be, basically, women, you need to find a man that treats Kanye, or that treats you the way Kanye West treats Kanye West. You need to find a man that treats you the way Kanye West
like a queen.
Treats,
oh my God.
Kanye West.
He seems like he'd be like a really, if he like loves you, he loves you a ton. Think, but that's way off topic.
Think about how much he loves himself.
Yes.
That's
right.
How
yep.
much, you need
right.
to find somebody right. who loves you that much.
Right.
So we do have to talk about Bookgate quickly.
Yes. yes. Okay.
It's not
First
over.
Of all, what was the thing with saying to Aviva saying to Carol, I thought you were older?
That's
I
next,
missed
I know,
that.
But
next
and I know it's a, for next
oh,
season.
Okay.
Teaser. But it just shows that she will not give up on Carol. Carol is almost at the point where she is at the point where she's like, I don't care what she thinks. She's like, oh, she's just, like, she's delusional.
Well, she told her tonight, shut up.
She keeps trotting her.
He keeps him talking.
I don't like that you said weird. You come up with a better word, writer girl.
Writer girl.
And
can you come up with better words?
Carol was supposed to be Aviva's daughter's godmother? I don't know if she was.
They said that Aviva asked Carol to be her daughter's godmother.
That's a big deal. Big for it,
so
yeah.
go
for
to
them
this? To have this continuing on and Andy trying to clear it up and say, can we get past this? And then Ramona jumping in trying to play host and Andy's like, I'm the host. I have to laugh at that because he is the one. Yeah. And Ramona's trying to control the situation and make it the Ramona show.
Yep,
but
yep.
also, I mean, I feel like that this sort of kind of just put Aviva like on another level because then she's starting to talk about Harper Lee and To Kill a Mockingbird
and like the rumors
that somebody else wrote. And it's like, give it up. Like, write like real. She got real writers use ghostwriters, and it's like. Not necessarily.
Do you realize how long we've been talking about this? Like, how many episodes in? She won't give up.
I can't believe it's not over. I love that Andy was just like, well, clearly we're not going to be able to.
Did you guys catch that we just need to move on from?
Yeah, and did you catch the part where she's like, listen, if you're not selling books, she was totally implying that she could not sell books because she's not a good writer. And first of all, we don't know that she can't sell books because she sells books. So what is she talking about? Maybe the numbers weren't as high. Maybe who knows? But regardless, I'm pretty sure that someone who is as accomplished as a writer as Carol is selling books. So here she is making accusations again and, you know, creating these made-up stories and calling them the truth and then making everybody who's watching think that she didn't sell books.
Yeah.
And just, like, this is her reputation. That's why she even
said. And
her
livelihood.
Yeah, she's like, you guys could say this and this about one another. Like, that's the Real Housewives stuff to do. She's saying, like, but when you say things about me, and she was implying, that's my career. That's really all she has. Like, that's her everything.
Well, and you don't get a house in Beverly Hills and the apartment we saw or a makeover on your apartment, a zhuzhing, as she says.
Yeah. A kitchen
by
slash
not
a coffice.
Selling books.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's just accomplished saying. Writer. Let's just leave it, ladies. Whether it's jealousy or not, Aviva.
I just can't believe it's not over. Stop. I just can't believe that it...
Yeah.
Like, it was just, it would go on forever if Andy would
Andy's let it. Gonna push and prod.
Well, next week it's gonna be probably her leg again.
What? In that part, too.
Get her leg.
Well, she's like, do you have another storyline? That's next week, right? When she talks
Predictions.
Yeah.
But is that next week when she talks about the leg? Now, is that all you have for a storyline? Heather says that to her? Yeah. Not Heather, Kristen? One of them's yelling at you about the leg.
I think it was Heather.
I predict that next week is the last time we're going to see all these ladies together in one room. I do not think this will be the next season having all of these people together. Unfortunately, I do love them all. I think they're all great. I think because Heather and Kristen and Carol get along so well, it's just too much peace. They need a little more drama. So I think we're going to lose one of those three, and I hate to say that, and I really, really...
Which one?
Know, it's tough to say.
Go ahead, Ash. Come on.
Probably... I would say maybe Kristen. I don't know if there's much more. I mean, that's hard to say, but I think with Carol, we could still get more out of her because if they do keep Aviva, they both hate each other. Mm. And with Heather, she's very, very opinionated, and she, you know, can be very, not dramatic, but she can definitely hold herself. She can cause some craziness.
I don't think Carol will come back.
I think it's Carol that's
you
leaving.
You do?
Because I think they'll get rid of Aviva because she wasn't around this season anyway. I think they'll bring Luann
full-time.
Keep Luann where she is because she's better off.
Yeah.
Not being a full-time housewife, but
even though she's in every episode,
being there,
reoccurring guest,
Carol just go because she's pursuing other things.
I mean, that's if I had to pick out of the three of them. But if I had to pick out of all of them, I would think Aviva's
gone.
And two
brand new housewives.
Yeah. Aviva would be gone if I had to pick out of all of them. If you guys had me pick out of just Carol, Kristen, and Heather, I'd pick Kristen only because I don't know if she doesn't cause any drama.
Mm-hmm.
She's just very sweet, and she's
awesome.
Her
and her husband is the drama, and I think that'll start to fade away.
Yeah,
sounds like.
Yeah, but she's gorgeous. Oh. I'll miss her face. She's so
right? Just look on the billboards in New York City.
Yeah, I know, right? Where can we find you?
Guys, you can find me on Twitter at Host McGrath, McGrath, and also on YouTube at Host Stephanie McGrath.
And you guys, I hate you guys right now.
She's under pressure.
You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner. And my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com.
This is Courtney Anderson. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Cohen, C-O-U-H-E-N.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels. And we'll see you next week for the third and final reunion.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.